With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump hosting a huge rally in Reno last night on the heels of his visit to Colorado to drive his anti-immigration message.
Donald Trump detoured from key battleground states Friday to visit a Denver suburb that's been in the news over illegal immigration. Colorado reliably votes Democratic statewide, but Trump came to Aurora to highlight his anti-immigration message. He said he plans to launch a deportation effort he would call Operation Aurora.
We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left.
Trump called for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, 10 people are dead, many more injured, but Florida residents are thankful Hurricane Milton was not as bad as had been feared.
People are pretty pleased with the way Florida does this, and it's not our first rodeo. I mean, we had Helene a couple of weeks ago and numerous storms over the past 3 to 5 years. So I think people are used to it, they know what to expect, and they are pretty happy.
Roger P. Shulman, news director for Salem Media in Tampa, says historic rescues have been carried out by many first responders.
An apartment complex suddenly started flooding in a flash flood, and they were getting calls that people were having trouble getting out. They finally got there and found that some of these apartments, they had water up to the ceiling, and they had to get these people out. They rescued 500 people from this complex.
A military investigation has concluded that two U.S. Navy SEALs drowned as they tried to climb aboard a ship carrying illicit Iran-made weapons to Yemen because of training failures and a lack of understanding about what to do after falling deep into turbulent waters. More online at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A lot of kids are getting sex change operations. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a database compiled by the group Do No Harm, nearly 6,000 children under the age of 18 underwent what is euphemistically called sex reassignment operations over the last 5 years. It cost a lot of money. The group reports those operations, along with puberty-blocking drug prescriptions, generated about $120 million for doctors and hospitals. Do No Harm is a coalition of healthcare professionals seeking to keep identity politics out of medicine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a number of court battles, the list of states where abortion will be on the November ballot is finally set at 9. In Missouri and South Dakota, the measures would undo current bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. In Florida, it would lift a ban that kicks in after 6 weeks. Nebraska has competing measures on the ballot. One would create a right to abortion until fetal viability, generally considered to be around 23 or 24 weeks into pregnancy. South Korea's central bank has cut its policy rate for the first time in more than 4 years.
The rate cut comes as pressure to revive a sluggish economy outweighs concerns about the country's level of household debt. The Bank of Korea lowered its key interest rate by a quarter percentage point to 3.25% following a meeting of its Monetary Policy Committee. It was the committee's first move to lower borrowing costs since May 2020, when the economy was weathering the COVID-19 pandemic.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks rose to records as J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and other big financials rallied on better-than-expected profit reports. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% yesterday to top its all-time high set earlier in the week. The Dow jumped 1% and also notched a record. The Nasdaq Composite lagged as the market with a gain of about 0.3% after a slide for Tesla kept it in check. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.